Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful, and I'm so thankful to behold this day and to observe the knowledge we, as human being, civilized human being, I will emphasize, have a treasure of life that is the most special. To be a hybrid human being, produce a hybrid creature of any kind. Two, dissimilar life form, like the mule. Mule is hybrid creature. And what two lives make up a mule? It's the donkey, a male donkey, plus a horse, produce a female horse. So a male donkey and a female horse produce the hybrid mule. All right? Well, so is many other forms of hybridization occurring. All right. So when we talk about this special hybridization, here is produced through DNA fertilization in vitro in glass tube. That's the process. That by the process of extracting the substance of reproducing the hybrid creature, it is a matter of mixing, extracting the substance and mixing the two of them together. Well, as far as is preserved as knowledge, the prehistory shows that the gods that came to Earth 450,000 years ago, they were the first to do that undertaking in South Africa, creating an hybrid creature using the what they call it, the sorum, but the otherwise the DNA substance. Was extracted from both different layers. So it was not a sexual thing. It was DNA, just like today they have what they call sperm bank that you can, you know, you can have a child without without going through a sexual act. Sperm bank can or does preserve people's sperm and can distribute it to the process of taking through the glass tube process, get the chromosome, right? So when the first time that was done was 200,000 years ago, when the gods wanted a primitive worker, and they were the first to perform the mixing of DNA and creating an hybrid person. So we have that science here today, but I can assure you that was never done on planet Earth before. And I can say that with assurance of the history, the prehistory, and spatiotemporal time of history that let us know when the first upright human was evolved. So we can tell that there's nobody around that could do those things. Time when the gods did the mixing of the Homo sapien humanoid only Homo erectus as far as I have read, only the uncivilized humanid and the second phase humanoid Homo erectus, right? The second level humankind, the Homo erectus, was that whether there be any other in their class, I don't know, but for sure, it is very clear to me, without any error, I will say, that we had the humanid and then the Homo erectus. And remember, I'm not excluding any others, but we are on track with this illustration. So you can find others. And of course, let's say you could only tell me about the third, the first and second humankind was here on Earth, evolutionary product, right? According to the World History textbook, National Geographic World History, as good as any other copy of World History, I think. World History explain issues, maybe, let's say, in some things in a different way, but the same thing. It's like you have Bible, different edition, but they are telling you the same story, right? The different edition of the Bible, right? Well, so is the World History textbook. You will have different editors write World History, but they come from the same representation, a fact. Okay, so I'm saying to you, in this DNA fertilization in vitro that created human hybrid. So that means you have some human or humankind that are not hybrid. And even if they interbreed with others of their kind, that is not regarded hybrid. So hybrid has to be two different life forms that come together and create one singular, create another species. All right. So, you know, if I'm saying anything that somebody wishes to offer correction for, I'd appreciate that. If you call me, the number is 347-850-1358. And please do call me if you want to join this conversation. All right? And so, what we have is time. And I'm talking about spatiotemporal time, that history gives to us what has happened in the past. So you talk about before Christ, I'm talking about before Christ, because the first humanoid upright walking humankind began like about 4 million years ago. That's what the history says, right? And before that is like on this solar system, 5 billion years passed by. And before the 5 billion years of this solar system in the universe, we have a universe that was about 18 billion years old, right? So wipe the slate clean. There is no civilized human being until the gods came 450,000 years ago. That means Homo erectus was here. So for the African people who thinks that the hybrid ethnic group of people that is the first anatomical human being, Homo sapiens sapiens, they are the species together, one species that generate as many group of ethnic people that is the same species and culture. Okay? That's what I read in the history book. Now, if somebody knows something different in the history book, because I hear people talking something different pretty often that's contradicting, and especially the white people, them. They talk a whole bunch of stuff that is contrary to the very world history textbook that they edit and wrote. They talk a whole bunch of contrary stuff to it. So if you are reading correctly, you will find out that the Roman Catholic Church and its broad origin church establishment, it doesn't agree with the world history itself. It doesn't. So you have to be reading and making distinction to find out what world history says opposed to what Bible says. The Bible tell you, you probably never know before, so did I. But now I'm reading with the best of my conscious sense, our senses. So I'm very careful about what I understand from what I say, so that if I'm going to talk, I'm going to say it just the way it is written. So I may be of help to someone who can be affected with my delivery. Go and check. It's kind of a more easier to check something that you have in mind. You be careful of what you hear, and that when you decide to go and make a search to know whether or not it is coming from the book, it's kind of, you know, like help you along when somebody say it and you say, oh, I need to look it up. Because perhaps you would go on for quite a few more years and you didn't hear anybody else say it. And then, you know, you probably die and they never know. But if you hear somebody say it, it's an opportunity. You're hearing something and you say, you want to find out. And then you go ahead, I'm going to make a search. That's nice. All right. I am saying to you that I am glad to be around today as somebody who was born and raised up to Christian parents in Jamaica. We are African people. And we were sold out by our own government in Africa to these sodomite white people. And I'm telling you, what I have found in the World History textbook totally obliterate that act as being blasphemous, what Africa did. Because what is written in the World History textbook is that there is kingship government before Homo sapiens interbreed with higher level, third level, and higher, meaning when I say higher, I mean there is the process in history that illustrates the third level human being that did not get to the highest point of civilization, but more civilized than Homo erectus. See if you understand that. Homo erectus is second grade human existence. And then the third is Homo sapiens, is the third human existence. Well, something happened here that is going to bring in, as it were, a fourth dimension, human. And that is going to be the creation of the hybrid, if you understand what I'm saying. Probably don't see nobody write about it, but the fact that I read about it and explaining it to you, you may say, oh, you never see that written in any book or something like that. But if you follow the principle of how things are put together, well, it is still there for somebody to write about it and say it. Now, I'm saying it, let's say, if nobody write about it yet for you to read it, I am classifying it that the hybrid is made up of the third human dimension, the earthly part, which is the Homo sapiens. It's earthly. It is of the ground here. Special type, higher than Homo erectus, right? Much, much more civilized, okay? So, but it is not fully civilized, though. And what is going to happen is that the gods that I told you came 450,000 years ago, while the Homo erectus migrate from Africa and go into Europe 1 million years ago. The gods in South Africa had a reason to make a perfect human being, but they have to make it as a hybrid because, you know, they are in a situation where their own durable laborers that was working for them, they brought them from Nibiru, the 10th planet, and bring down to Earth into Africa, where they had a special place there, the Abzu, to do gold mining, and the workers work for a long, mighty long, long time. You know, they dredged the four rivers in from back them days, because there was no river there, and the gods, you know, dredged these four rivers of Africa. All right, so I'm telling you now, to verify the fact that if you're out there and you're thinking about everybody here on earth is civilized people, no, no, true that. Clean up that type of thinking. Because for our thinking to be valid, we must talk the history in its what is called parallel time. Okay? Chronologically, as things happen, that's the way we have to talk it. It's not going to be right until before Christ. History is affirmed logically without blemish. I am 100% serious because I don't want to deal with anything else. I mean, think that I believe in the church without going through any process of reviewing what I'm believing in, because I was incapable of doing that. At age 7, I just follow my parents and be a part of the church. And I did that until I was beyond 50, right? Some of that time, from age 7 till I'm over 50, well, I was still believing the Bible. But the next point I wanted to tell you before I said that is that I was only reading, you know, as not like everybody else. I mean, some of us in Jamaica had parents who wasn't in the church. They learned to read. They can tell their children things. My parents, they read a little. But as I can see, they were not at the level of being teachers to teach us much of anything. And of course, the entire social climate of Jamaica did not have educational ambition. You know, it's just little by little, people understand that we are to learn to read and stuff like that, and they send you go to school. No special attention is paid if you backward and can't do anything. I mean, even in the United States here, these folks invade and take over the world and push out the African people out of where they settle down. These people are not 100% Homo erectus anymore, because they interbreed and bring up like the Obama is a cross between Homo erectus, white people, and African hybrid people. That's what Obama is. And so is the case, as you know, in that situation, you do have a lot of people that look like they're white. But yet still, the difference is, you can tell that they are not 100% Homo erect, second class human being. Right? Because they cannot talk. Homo erectus are uncivilized from evolutionary birth. They are not destined to speak, right? And you may say, what is he talking about? But what I'm talking about is that I have the history tells it. The first human beings were not destined to speak. They destined to be just who they are. They don't have the brain and the you know, the, those things in a brain, cerebrum and cerebellum, you know, those kind of stuff are different. You know, I mean, you know, what makes up the brain is different when it is a civilized brain from an uncivilized brain, right? And civility makes up a different social network of people. Just a second. Now, there are some points I am making that I hope that a listener is listening. Now, I don't count what I'm saying nonsense, you know. I am talking what I'm saying because I read it in the World Literature textbook. So, and remember, I don't consider that I am exempt from someone correcting me. But I am going full speed ahead with what I have read because I cannot, you know, like avoid saying these things I consider important because I have read it and I understand it and I am saying it. Now, still don't exempt myself from being in error. I don't say I am in error, but I am simply saying I am human being. And I will be equitable and reasonable to leave the window open that if somebody has a different knowledge from what I am talking about, they are free to come on Climate where they can tell me of something wrong with what I say. Call me on the phone and tell me. That's how reasonable I am. So what I'm saying, I'm not claiming that I can't be wrong. I don't have that attitude at all. Call me anytime because the only way I am going to change this attitude is if my brain go wrong. My brain go wrong, I don't think I want to listen to anybody to tell me anything else. But as long as my brain remain reasonable and respectful, I am always going to stay this way. So don't expect me to change unless I get mentally ill and I am not any longer on the frequency that makes understanding or no longer cognizant to communicate with you. All right? And so, I am saying to you, coming from the beginning of when human beings originated, are those that were evolving. And you notice that the evolution of these people create male and female too. Before there was a creation of hybrid people. We talk about the Hadamu and all that. You notice that Homo erectus and humanoid were created male and female too. You know, a lot of people don't notice that, but yes, the pattern from the powers of the universe that begin to create beings long before before 4 million years ago, those that we know as human being, the first type, whether they were, we don't call creeping creatures human beings. So it's the upright, bipedal, upright humankind began, say, 4 million years ago. So what I'm trying to say to you is we have got to count the distinction of a human type. We have the uncivilized human type that coming back, you know, of this name, indigent, or, you know, the those that were evolved, first human being to evolve 4 million years ago. This is important to know, that they were not civilized and talking and have this intellect of doing things. We have all kind of all kind of stuff that is created by us. People have patent for different things, scientific things they make, create, and stuff like that. Look, that was not back there. And they would have reached this stage where we are today as hybrid, intelligent, civilized people. They could have reached it. They had enough time, but they were not. To the point, we can prove that, because the history is telling us what has happened, the spatiotemporal time from 4 million years ago to where we are here today. We have passed through all that spatiotemporal time, and it is all before Christ. Mm-hmm. Based on where we are today, we talk about A.D. and Adamani, right? And B.C., before Christ. So I'm talking about like 4 million years ago is still B.C. era, before Christ, you know? Don't let nobody fool you, okay? That's what we call before Christ. 18 billion years ago is before Christ. You don't know that? You better know it, because you have a ton of stuff coming against you when you acknowledge that. It's a whole bunch of stuff. If you think A.D. and Adamani is more than just a joke, you're kidding. The more we know, is the better it is for our lifetime. Get to know the truth and no guessing. Now, somebody gonna come behind and say, you know, discredit the things that are relevant. You cannot accept that. We do not accept nobody who comes short of the knowledge of what before Christ means, and then face up to what you call Christ time, A.D. and Adamani, in Latin. In Latin, right? Latin, in the year of our Lord. You got to know what that means. It has to be consistent with before Christ, because the foundation of before Christ is what brought us to the possibility of what you call A.D. and Adamani. How relevant is A.D. and Adamani to before Christ's era? Do you know? All right. What I was saying to you that I need to go back to is that on with the hominid and the Homo erectus, and the others that you know still into that spatiotemporal time. Now, the history only feature, the world history textbook, only feature what is most important for us to know. Right? And it is not that those other things not written about as historic things. However, the world history feature the primary subject, so that we are put on the right track, because it doesn't exempt other things. But once you accept what the history says, it puts you in line to know about other things. You can't go wrong, right? So I'm saying to you that civilization is not something to be taken lightly. Because if you're just born and raised up in under AD and a Domini into Christ's time, of which Christ never existed, right? But it has been spread all over the world now. Christ is real. But if you're a good reader and not a believer, if you're someone who get to know things by knowledge, right? You will not be misled by anyone or by anything, because you depend on what you read. If you're civilized, that's what you do, right? Uncivilized people don't care about the difference between before Christ and Christ. Uncivilized people don't care about that. People who just believe in things and go on living their life because they believe something, they don't care about the foundation. But I want to tell you, even these white people, Homo erectus white people, they know the value of making distinction between different things. Because you read in the World History textbook where these white people who now are called Yamnaya culture, they are the ones that are ruling the world right now, and they are called Proto-Indo-Europeans. That's what they are called. They were Indo-European before, right? But that was before they interbreed up with Neanderthals and eventually with the African hybrid, right? They were still under the full indigenous existence when they interbreed with the Neanderthals. And they interbreed up with the Neanderthals in a way like they wanted to, like, take on everything of the Neanderthals. So they wanted to get every little effect out of the Neanderthals. They weren't sure they were going to be anybody else. So they were getting everything that they can get out of the Neanderthals, because that was a higher step above the second Homo erectus the status of the Homo erectus, right? So they were fully the offspring of Homo of Neanderthals. You got to like probably assist me when I am trying to remember. I think my brain is getting a little better than, you know, few months past, because I have to be taking some good brain performance to help my memory, because you see, we wear out some of our efficiency and we have to replenish, right? So I noticed that I am not where I used to be. And I catch myself. Sometimes I play my shows back and I catch myself, because the relevance of my mind when I'm talking is like I lose the relevance where I am saying something and I'm not paying attention. That maybe I, let's say the first time I say it, I say something and then I didn't hear the error when I say it. And my mind is very relevant that when I say something, my computer, you know, like just kick it up. I mean, you know, like brings it up and illuminate it and say, no, that's not what you mean. Right. So when I catch myself saying things and I did not catch it, then I know that my brain needs some food. All right. And today I find out, no, over the past few days and stuff like that, I find out that I am coming around. Yes. And today I observe a stronger performance in recollection. Yeah. Anyway, the point I am coming around to, and these are some of the areas in my talk that bothers me, is when I talk about something and then I put it on hold to bring in something else and come back to what I say. I realize that I am kind of losing it. You know what I mean? It's good I can put it down, but to come back to it, I realize, no, I'm kind of getting foggy, you know, to come right back to where I was and make it gel. You know what I mean? So now I am finding out that, you know, I take some NyQuil also to sleep more sound than a lot of, you know, when I just go to bed ordinarily and sleep and don't even sleep maybe like, you know, a good 6 hours and stuff like that. So my sleeping need more nurturing too. So, you know, it is very important that we sleep a deep sleep, because first 30 minutes that we sleep is not getting into the brain chamber where the body gets to replenish all those places inside of our bodies. If you don't sleep well, no, it's no good, because the technicians inside of our body that fixes tiredness and all kind of stuff that is wrong with this body that now you put to sleep, right? It's like you go to the garage and the technician going to get into your car engine and fix it, right? So the thing is, if you are not fully there and you are there and you're preventing them from work on it, well, look, it won't be fixed properly. You know, if they have to just rush and blah, 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 to give you back your car, and you know, they don't get to really do it good. Well, that's the way our body is. We must sleep sound. And, you know, I mean, when you're getting 6 to 7 hours or even 8 hours sound sleep, I tell you, you know, I mean, Parkinson, stay away from you, I think. You know, and we need to take brain nourishment too, just like we take heat, a meal and stuff like that. It's to help our body. So why not specialize in the brain? Because some of us think that, oh, we don't need to take anything for our brain. We need to take the food kind of things where white people make for you from synthetic drugs. Don't take no synthetic drugs for your brain. If you have diabetes and stuff like that, don't go on the white people synthetic drug. Take the God's herb. You know, take the God's herb. All right, stay natural. Anyway, see, oh, my brain is synchronizing now. I'm coming back to what I was telling you. You remember? I talk about civilization and civilized people. What kind of people make up civilization? It's not the white people. Not white people. White people are criminals. White people are criminals. What white people... What are they in history that tells you how interbreed with Neanderthals, interbreed with hybrid people, how did they begin to talk? It is because they interbreed with Neanderthals and then interbreed with the real civilized Paragon people, the African hybrid. They will not write that in the Bible. They will not write about hybrid in the Bible. Why do they? You need to know how they come to talk. When we came about 200,000 years ago, coming out of the DNA fertilization in vitro, where the gods created primitive worker. Uh-huh. When you come to know that, you will find out the interbreeding with the African hybrid happened at the time when history tells you these white people couldn't talk. They were in Europe 1.5 million years. And what could they do in the form of being civilized? Make stone tools and light a fire. They didn't wear clothes, because clothes is created by the gods. The gods teaches us to make clothes. So today, wipe the slate clean. White people don't come from anywhere that is civilized. They interbreed to get blood inside of them to be what they are today. And if you can change that, be my guest. If we don't know the world before they say a Christ come from some heaven, and this is what these white people are dreaming of. They know it's not true. Now, the time has come when clearly you can read in your Bible, since you already believe what is in the Bible. Well, there is something there for you to know. about. It's something in the Bible for you to know that all what is happening here with hybrid being struck down, hybrid people is struck down and being relegated into the mud because the gods tell them, don't go fucking with these Homo erectus people, the second grade humanoid. Don't go do that. And they are like undeveloped children, don't know danger when their parents tell them about it, and they go off and do the same thing the parents forbid them to do. Well, that's what history shows. And you're reading some of that history in Genesis creation. Okay? So I'm still carrying who is civilized, who are civilized people here, and what makes people civilized. And I'm telling you, these folks are not. The white people, they are not. And I tell you, it's the interbreeding stuff. Right? You read Deuteronomy. Read Deuteronomy. And it will tell you why black people are in the condition they are in. And the worst thing about this story in history that I'm telling you is that in the African underdeveloped mentality, these white people, what they have done and bring them into the status that you see them today, that they can go about kill you and go on with all kind of things and say they're making a government. You know that they are not civilized for doing that, because the world of hundreds of thousands of years have civilized people. 200,000 years ago have civilized people here. Since 200,000, human beings became civilized. When the gods made us, after they've been here about some 200,000 years prior to that, they were in Africa doing a whole bunch of stuff, a mission they were on. They did not intend, as far as the history shows, that they did not come here to make human beings to be in a garden and then develop, produce a lot of children, and they should live right to go to heaven. That story is stock steering Jim Jones Kool-Aid. That story is in the Bible because these white people come to learn to read because of the interbreeding with African people, not the Neanderthals. Neanderthals brought them closer and made them able to interbreed with the African hybrid people, and it is a blasphemy for the African people with the God's blood that make them hybrid humans. The only human beings ever to be a hybrid that can perform tasks just like you see the world is running right now. There is the government of kingship that they brought here, and before they go away, they rule us on the kingship. And they gave under over the authority of kingship to rule the world. The world must be filled with orderly, civilized society. Things went wrong. And the white people that you're reading about, what you're reading about in the Bible, about a talking serpent, the white people are the talking serpent. So there's a story about these white people that we don't know. I didn't know until I started to read. And I wasn't hearing anybody saying about it because guess what? They come on at a time when they learn, they get a higher sense of reasoning once they interbreed with the African. And apparently, for all the time they've been around and could make stone tools, they could reason pretty well. You could see that. Once they get the African hybrid blood, which is the blood of the gods, if they only have, if they only stayed with Neanderthal blood, they never had any encounter with African hybrid people, they would not be where they are today, because they wouldn't know how to read, they wouldn't have the main tools to take them someplace. But the blood of the by the gods in the hybrid people enlightened these Homo erectus white people. And the interbreeding went on when 100,000 years ago, African people began to migrate out of Africa, come down to Europe and Asia. And over time that we began to leave Africa, those of us that leave Africa, that was when the interbreeding go on, because these gangsters, white people, they are the only one we know of as humanity who go out and are criminals and try to rape other people and gain a new generation of themselves. They are the only. So the truth is here for the world to know about these white people. And then it needs somebody who is not looking for somebody to give them a handout. Okay? It needs somebody who discover what has happened in history, and there is nobody at all to knock it off. This is the fact. Kingship government is here to stay on earth. Because just as we don't know what really happened on Mount Sinai, because these Sodomite people come with their Sodomite culture and able to read and work all kind of antics and just lose the company of African people who taught them to speak. And they now are, they have learned everything that they didn't know, because they could, all of the over like 2 million years or something like that, they could only make stone tools. Coming down to the Bronze Age, they don't make no era at all. For almost 2 million years, they didn't make no era. We know about the Paleolithic Age and different Ice Age and stuff like that. Not through them, because they couldn't define nothing. The gods that bring civilization 200,000 years ago. Because if there was anything there that these people could do, we would have known. We would know. But it is clear that the history that they themselves are assisting to maintain, they're lying a lot. They wouldn't lie that they were just making stone tools, but they couldn't change that. Now we know when we were created, they were still in Europe making stone tools. And 100,000 years went by, and we developed until the last 100,000 years. We are leaving Africa, some of us, and go to different parts of the planet, like in the Americas New Zealand, Australia, and all that, go into Palestine and different places. And they could not speak until they interbreed with us, you know, on the CP, because they didn't live in no houses of any kind. They couldn't even thatch a little hut. They didn't know to do that. History doesn't say that. They can make stone tools. And even the Neanderthals only did make stone tools as well. Don't show that they had a language and was able to make machines or nothing like that. So they have Neanderthal blood. They couldn't talk until they interbreed with the African people. And see, that's Obama right there. That's the paragon or the prototype. You see? Obama, a white mother and a African black man. So that's, you know, I mean, if it was a light complexion black man, you know, come from some intermix somewhere down the line, then they wouldn't look, you know, Obama wouldn't look that, you know, like that darker skin, like a real, you know, a cross between a Hindi and a real black, dark-skinned person. Anyway, I'm trying to say to you, get across this, that look and see that aisle of civilization. There was no civilization. These folks here, white people here, it's time for us to just, you know, like toss them out with the truth. Blow them away with the truth in the world. It's a textbook. Because all they have been talking and spreading false rumors about life, we don't listen to them. These are homosexuals. And they don't have brains that civilize. So you know where they get the little civility from, right? Interbreeding with other humans. And eventually, they come to breed with the great work of the gods that is not supposed to be defiled. So you African people who don't even know you're African, some of you, some of us deny Africa and don't care anything about Africa. That's bad, bad mental retardation stuff like that. Because if you read some history with this type of information, it will tell you that colored people come, I mean, all, even the white people them started life in Africa. So as a African person with dark skin and you don't care about Africa, you're very ignorant, and it's the reason why the white people are treating us the way they do. Because remember, they would not be talking. As a matter of fact, based on what Easter shows, these white people, they would die out by now. Extinct. They should have been extinct already. But from they began to mingle with the African people, they create a relationship and found out that the people that they interbreed with, you can see that they just about mostly get to be able to talk, right? And the fact that they can talk and they go to our institution and learn to read and learn artisan skills and learn some technical things. And they are stolen. They begin to show how much a criminal they are and how brutal they are, just like the animals, you know, that are dumb. there's a lot for us to know right now about these white people who say they are ruling. Now, I tell you, they are toppling right now because they are wrongly emulating everything about civilization. Yes, everywhere they whatever they do to be what they are today is all theft. White people steal, have stolen everything that they have today. And I tell you what, because they don't care about before Christ, what they have today is theirs. But they call themselves American. That in and of itself makes them a criminal. It makes white people a criminal. Because they only care about a Diana Domini calendar. How do they make a calendar when they're not coming from an origin that teach them the values of civilization and why calendar, long before they say they are making a Diana Domini calendar? That is a sodomite homosexual thinking to now saying they want a world where they make their own laws and totally abolish the first zodiacal calendar by the gods. That is only for civilized people. It is because they are not civilized, no matter what they're doing, stealing our sciences and everything like that, and going up to the moon and going up to Mars, according to them, if they did. They are sodomites. They are uncivilized homosexuals. They are destroying everything about civilization. So this is what I want to bring to you. That civilization don't bungle up everybody, you hear? And unless you read the history properly, you're not going to know the difference. That's the darkness of ignorance that cover the inner eye vision of what is civilized on planet Earth. Who is civilized? White people are not civilized. Why would they build up all these churches and all these denim and have all the priests them inside here where all they do is defile boys and girls? Why? And they have them in the precincts and shift them around. And when you have like the Pope them, they support all of that stuff. The priests that screw the boys. And to show you how they are, now they are Yamnaya culture. Who is able to talk? Who is able to do business and stuff like that? And the priests them when they are caught and put, you know, the so-called law that they have, you know, I mean, you know, you better keep their law, their rule too, because it is some kind of a order, but a Diana Domini order is only an authority of the criminal, these white people. The government in America now, read the history and you will know that it is criminal authority. It's not divine government law in a constitution that they have here. How many white men created the Constitution? How could there be that these white people were interbreed and come and decide to take over everything, to take over black people as a whole, because that's what they call us, black people? We are not black people. We are naturally created being, specially created by the gods themselves in their image and after their likeness. And this is what they have learned about us, why they decide, say, oh, we not develop and control, administrative control of the world. To the extent that they start to read and go on with things and go to our established academic institutions. Over the past 12,000 years, right? Over the past 12,000 years, they develop and discover that they can dominate us. And that's what they have been doing. See, they write a Bible and extract so many things from our history. And you see, they're behaving like they don't know the gods exist on a planet. They know, but they don't want to make the world get that impression. They want to dumb down everybody with the concept that they have invented, whilst they suppress any other view of life. Give you the church, a god that they call monotheism, and they confess. Ken Spiro wrote a book, World Perfect. And he talks about 4,000 years that they use the story, the lies, the bamboozling that is written in the Bible to sell you these sodomites, what they write in the Bible about Abraham. Not one iota of what they're saying about Abraham is true, except that there is a name called Abraham in history, and they use that to formulate Bible stories for black people to infect themselves with it. Think that because it's African origin, they use that. Use African. Use not their dumb Homo erectus past. They don't use none of that. They're using a new knowledge that they get because they have the blood of the hybrid people inside of their system. And they are able now to, be using African characters, African essence for themselves. This is what is happening. So now they craft a new world order. They don't give a kick about what the gods tell us, or, you know, they want the things that the gods leave here. It's the possession of the African people. They take it for themselves. So it has to be, could not be doing it unless they interbreed with us. They feel like they have the power to take away stuff from us. Kill out those of us who would have any control. Yes, that's what they are doing. Okay? That's what these white people are doing. They don't own dust. Okay? Because when they come first to, let's say, America, what did they say? Why they came to America? Do you know? You need to find out. Let me Google this and see. I can phrase the question. When they came here, and why did they come to America? Why European, C-A-M-E, came came to N-E-W, New World. America. while European came to came to America, New World. All right. Let's see what it tells you. I'm Googling it fresh like fresh fish. Let's see if we find anything. European nation came to the Americas to increase their wealth. What do they mean by increase their wealth? Where did they get their wealth from in Europe? Is that another question that can be asked and should be asked? Since they are saying they come to Americas to increase their wealth and broaden their influence over the world affair. Now, they don't have enough. They don't have enough wealth to keep themselves in Europe. Why they just realize that? Think about it. You think about the present world today and go back in the history and find out who these white people are. Do we know who they are? You don't know until you start to read the real history about them, because they make our brain all gone with the Bible, where they are the talking serpent. And I bet you there's hardly much of us that really know who really know who these people are, like I'm explaining, where they're coming from. And they are talking because of interbreeding, miscegenation with the African, not the Neanderthal, though the Neanderthal has given them third ranking. The Neanderthal gave them third humanity ranking. But the hybrid people are only the third ranking human. It is the blood of the gods that make us civilized. Okay? Which means the brain and the genes and everything that they add, you know, that is mixed with the blood of the Homo sapiens. That's what makes us hybrid and make us as complete in understanding. Now, complete in understanding don't mean that you're born already, you don't have to go to school and learn to read. It doesn't mean that. It means that we have the potential to be to education and do great things. Now, if you don't learn to read, you can only do some kind of great things, although you cannot read. So you do have some hybrid people. They don't read, but they can do a lot of things, but not the kind of things that need the technical, you know, kind of skills. You have to learn to read, okay? Well, they, after they interbreed with us, they see a gateway open for them to learn. And we have institution of learning. And if you read the World History textbook, you can see where they went to school and learned to read. And they work on each other, and as you can see, They later on call themselves Jews and Semitic people and Greek and Romans and all kinds of different names they call themselves. They do it to disguise their image. That's what they do. Like when they call themselves Romans, in 509 B.C. when they overthrew the king in Italy. They call themselves Romans. And today there's hardly anybody who understands that there was no Roman, they call it. There was no Roman Empire. It is the European stuff. It is they who overthrew the king, and they don't want the underdeveloped African hybrid people to know it, just like how they don't want us to know that we are hybrid, because they come ahead of us and know that. They came and know that when hardly any of us knew it. And they make a Bible and start to control in the way we think. Oh. They think it would go like that forever, but it's proven now that's not true. And unless we are able to understand exactly what happened, don't even bother try them, because you cannot get past them. They are too advanced, but they don't advance beyond their uncivilized genome and their sexual understanding. They don't grow over that uncivilized disposition and inner lust. They don't get over that. But what they are doing with the little knowledge that they have now is to break us down, to accept them living on the same turf with us, and to bring us to obey their law. A.D. Anadamani law. That's what they are doing. That's what the Bible was written to do. When we are thinking that Jesus is a real character and he came to die for our sins and stuff like that, I can take you into the Bible any given day you want and show you there is no such a thing that happened. A God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. There is nothing in the Bible that can prove to you in the writing in the Bible, Old and New Testament, that God begot a son named Jesus Christ. These are all things that these white people are doing because they have a hope that they can use their clever and turn us around. They can fool us, yes, to a certain degree. But we have yet to develop. They develop and they show what they are because they've been around all the time. We are only 200,000 years old. They are over like 2 million years or more old from their ancestry. Coming back from, you know, 4 million years coming right up, they exist. We only exist 200,000 years. We have yet to develop. And that's what is happening now. We have the blood of the gods first hand. We never get the blood of the gods from them. They get it from us. Mingle with all sorts of different bad blood that they have inside of them. Sodomite and stuff like that. They have hormones that let them see a rectum and think it is just like a vagina. That's what these white people are. It's not a joke. Now, the point is this. We are going to come to the point where we understand better, and they will have to get out. Time we realize that the church is not something for our African people and that it is an abomination to be a part of the church and a part of what they call democracy. It is an abomination that we are, when we have government, kingship government, and Africa is, we don't really now depend on Africa who may be turned sodomite by now. They don't care about us. And my friends, I thank you for tuning into the program, and I wanted to read to you something. I want to read to you something about civilization, God's determination to keep us civilized. They're not going to throw away civilization on earth. And we are capable of renewing the world. We are capable because the power, when the gods came to earth and been here all this time, the white people never do anything to prevent the mission that they have to go on. So how are they able to stop us now from removing them? They don't have anything, any power that we cannot remove them. We're not going to take gun and something like that and go out there and try to fight with them. No, of course not. And if you're reading well, you will understand the God's power to come here and set up earth for an inhabitable place. And says, in the world is a textbook. Important religious development. Important religious development
I'm going to get this here quick.
Yes. Important religious development.
Oh, where we are. Okay.
Yes. This is what it says. Under the role of religion, not church, important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilizations. All of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. It's an allusion to the things that the gods have done on earth. And these white people are writing a Bible and all kind of turn back type of information that don't represent civilization. And we are sucking it up every day because we are Bible-oriented. You see what I mean? Now, our existence is because we are hybrid. And I told you, they're not writing it in the Bible because it will totally block what they are trying to achieve. They want all of us to turn sodomite. That's what the Bible is, because there's nothing in there right that is true about the God that they have in there. God is a spirit. It's a lie. We don't have nothing in history that tells us about a God of a spirit. Not at all. See, when we are here and people are dying, it doesn't matter who they are, they don't come back and live with us. Our parents die and gone, they're gone, right? They want to write a God of spirit in the Bible. That is how they figure they're going to deal with us so that we don't have any sense. As soon as we find out that it's not true, you're free. The truth sets you free. But as long as you believe it, they have your hook. All right? Believe and faith into something you really cannot have a knowledge of in this world. Why are you believing it? That's how they turn us idiots. I'm doing this show right now, and perhaps when this show ended, you will not be able to hear a word I say, because they are doing all these things to block civilization from being what established to be. A.D. Anna Domini, Jesus, it's all lies. It's all lies about God. And they said that God tell them to come on a mission to America and kill the black people, them. For black people are heretics and atheists and all that kind of stuff. That is what they wrote. All right? So, I am telling you these things because some people want to know them. All right. I won't get to the end of some of the things I want to say. Anyway, I want to tell you about in here. All right. I want to tell you something that is written here for you to hear it for yourself. All right. Okay. Okay. Listen to this. Okay, so it's on the sevens over here. I go through some revision of a Bible that is falling. The pages are falling away. And so I have to, like, have them look misplaced when put back together. So I want to read to you Isaiah 28. Not everything in this Bible, not good. There are things in here that if these white people did have really, really, you know, complete civilized brain, they wouldn't have a Bible, 66 books, that incriminate what they are writing. So while they are blocking us, we are reading and understanding beyond what they are doing. While they think we would be blocked, you know, that we wouldn't have a higher sense to look through nonsense that they're writing. And that is what is really crippling them now, because somebody like me is not going to just, you see, I come out of the church that I should still be in the church, but I'm not, right? So they can't defeat the Elohim. They can't. They're calling themselves gods now. You know, just like where they started back about Caesar Augustus, they start to call their emperor gods. Really? Officially, they make them gods. This is what sodomite knowledge and understanding is. So let me read this to you. This is Isaiah 28. Read this. Woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine. Now, just think of the context that they have invaded the African people, take over Africa, and take over the Western world and the Eastern world and everywhere black people, African people are. They claim they have authority with the sodomite A.D. and Adamani, which who they put as foundation to that? A Jesus Christ, their Lord. And none of that can be validated in the Bible itself. And why we are at this stage in our lifetime is because they write the Bible establishing a new world with the Bible. And because we are not developed enough, we go along with it. They go and make arrangements with Africa to take us and make anything they want of us. And here we are with them, believing them after they removed the king, took military with dress code and guard for about 600 years, and eventually wind up and take over Palestine. So think about what I am reading of an implication of them. that they are going to fall. All right? So I just read that first verse to you, and I'm going to go to the second verse now. Behold, the Lord is a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with the hand, the crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim shall be trodden under feet, and the glorious beauty which is on the head of the fat valley shall be trodden under and the glorious beauty which is on the head of the fat valley shall be a fading flower, and as the hasty fruit before the summer, which when he that looketh upon it seeth, while it is yet in his hand, heateth it up. In that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people. And for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. You understand all that? I think you do. All right? But they also have heard through wine and strong, through wine and through strong drink, are all out of the way. The priests and the prophet have heard through strong drink, they are swallowed up of wine, they are out of the way. Through strong drink, they heard in vision and stumble in judgment. For all the tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Woe shall he, what? He says, not woe, but whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line, line upon line, here a little and veer a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. So remember, he said, behold, the Lord hath a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of hail and a devouring storm, as a flood of mighty water overflowing. Anybody can knock down what I'm saying right now? Well, that, you know, if you can knock it down, that would make what this writing, it would make it true. But if the fact is, if nobody able to knock down that this is a little guy who can barely read and not go to no higher education, but able to say the things that are written down here with stammering lips, you know, well, what I am reading here in the Bible got to be true. And you may be saying, how such a thing can be in the Bible? Well, who put the Bible together? They use our history and all the things that they are writing. It is because they learned from the African people. Because think that 1.5 million years ago, they are up in Europe, and they were not able to write anything. How did they come to write anything? Now you understand when I say they interpret. And within the time frame, the spatiotemporal time, for people who out there and can read well and understand what I'm saying, and you're Christian, well, you cannot be Christian anymore, because clearly this is proving to you that what the Bible is telling you in Genesis. So what I'm saying to you, the Bible is 66 books, and it has different things in there. They don't write everything that is in this Bible, but the things that they want to brainwash us, they make up those things. And when they find other good writings, they try to pollute a lot of it by trying to enhance. It's not enhance. It's a matter of, you know, modify the fact of what they have written and make it say something that they want. Okay? So they do their best. But what they cannot get, they've made, they make you can't say that these people did not use the kind of intellect that they have. They couldn't do it for 1.5 million years, but they do it just within this short space of time, 12,000 years. They do all of this. So if they can do this now and turn so much African people into brain retarded people, that today people cannot tell the difference between before Christ and when Christ. They can't tell the difference. They go baptized, they seek the Holy Ghost and all that kind of stuff. And I was into all of that. Come read and find out what history says before Christ. You can't get away from that. Okay? So you can stay there and don't pay attention. You will die. And you don't have anything. Now, I'm going to read this next. Few verses here. And this comes from 29. Isaiah 29. And it says, woe to Ariel. To Ariel. The city where David dwelt, had you year to year, let them kill sacrifices. Yes, yet I will distress Ariel, and there shall be heaviness and sorrow, and it shall be unto me as Ariel. And I will camp against thee
round about and will lay siege against you with a mount, and I will rise forth against you, and thou shalt be brought down, and shalt speak out of the ground, and thy speech shall be low out of the dust, and thy voice shall be as if one, as of one that hath a familiar spirit possessed with devil out of the ground. This is what's going to happen. And thy speech shall whisper out of the dust. Moreover, the multitude of thy strangers shall be like small dust. The multitude of the terrible ones shall be as chaff that passeth away. Yes, it shall be at an instant suddenly. You get it? Verse 6 of Isaiah 29. Listen to this. Thou shalt be visited of the Lord of hosts, thunder, and with earthquake, and great noise, with storm and tempest. Remember the tornadoes? So you can't say we don't have something that resemble these things that are being forecast here, you know, that have yet to be experienced. To these white people who think that they can do all these things against the gods that set up all of these great unspeakable thing in the earth, and they start calling their emperor gods and all this kind of stuff, when all they were waiting to do is to learn as much they can learn from polytheistic people to make up a god they call spirit god, monotheism god, right? That's what they were doing. And now they're calling themselves gods now. They don't care nothing about what the gods set up. They feel good to take all the things that are here that belongs to the black people for themselves, call themselves gods, right? And go up to Mars and do whatever they want to do to spread sodomy out there. That's what they're doing. They feel content that they spread sodomy on earth enough now, because they have all the church and nobody's making up anything else. You can't make up nothing else in their territory except church, right? And worship a monotheism God that don't exist at all. Okay? So this is what is written here. I don't think they don't read this part of the Bible. They care about Genesis creation story, where they're writing two confusing creation, Genesis 1 and Genesis 2. And nobody don't pay those things a mind. They read that in the Bible and see it's confusing, but they're still sopping up everything else. Now, you can tell when something written in the Bible and it's overlooked, you see, and they think that the fact that we are so foolish to believe Genesis, when we read Isaiah and see all these things, we won't find these things to make any sense. How could Christian read these portions of the scripture? But you know, from when I'm reading some portion of Isaiah, and it was just one, it was just one portion of the Bible that means something special to me. It's just that I was confused and I don't know anything, you know, like to discard and make a distinction what they're talking about in Genesis. So this is what I'm trying to say to you, that you have to first find out that Genesis creation story is a lie before you begin to make sense. Right now, you'll believe in Christmas. You'll believe in Easter and Santa Claus. You'll believe those things. So you will have to get cleansed of all these homosexual things that they write in Genesis creation story. If your creation, your birth certificate is telling you lies, then, you know, you're not going to make it. Right? Because you have something against you as being for you. Well, the Bible that has this stuff in there, you have got to know that it's different from concept of Genesis creation. And a Jesus come by a virgin and star following, wise men following a star to be Jesus and all that. You have to know that Genesis is not true. It's not a creation of anything. All right? So it goes on to tell you what is going to happen. He says, thou shalt be visited of the Lord of hosts with thunder and with earthquake, a great and a great noise, with storm and tempest, and the flame of devouring fire, and the multitude, all the nations that fight against Ariel, even all that fight against her and her munition, and that distress her shall be as a dream of a night vision. And my friends, I'm reading that to you, and I feel good. I feel good about what I have already told you, and I want you to just bear with me, give me a moment of one of my favorite little interlude I always play for, you know, just a little interlude, and I think you will appreciate that. It is Autumn Leaves by Nat King Cole. I'll be right back.
The falling leaves drift by the window, the autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song, but I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Okay. I never intend to stay away so long. Okay. Thank you for tuning into the program. You're listening to Tim Aldred, the Cosmic Philosopher Radio Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. All right. So now it is time for me to come to this place where I conclude on the theme of my background to whatever else I'm going to say right now. It's a background to bring a person of mine not to loving me. Okay? It's about getting intellectual certainty of things in your mind, your concept, your conviction, if they are not concerned with the world that I refer to as, you know, spatiotemporal time, where issues of the world before Christ affects us today. It's the foundation of who we are today. Okay? And if what you're thinking is not concerning the fact of civilization, you're just living like the birds and the bee and the other animals. Common human being that don't have really civilized value. And that's all I'm about, is who are civilized? Who were created civilized on this planet? And regardless of what, you know, I mean, homosexuals are telling you that, oh, it's no different to have sex in the anus than vagina. That's what they are saying. That's what they are saying right now. Okay? We don't, look, we have to get these people out. And we can only get them out by coming to our senses and recognize what is this civilized world. If you're happy here now, what if you're civilized? Thinking civilized. Not only civilized in your blood, but civilized in your brain too. Coming to that point, and I'm going to go into the next segment that closes. Right? But remember what I talk about. That you cannot ignore what spatiotemporal time has been before Christ. What kind of world that was? If you think these sodomites can change things and make a world for themselves, you're definitely gone spoiled. Your thinking is spoiled. Because sodomite minds spoil. White people minds spoil. Or the right word is uncivilized. They can't be civilized and do the things they do. Now, the truth is going to remove them. Okay? Because they are caught in a lie that deceive the world. The world is no longer being deceived by sodomites alone. When nobody say the right thing. Not anymore. Because this is the refreshing that the God say for the weary to rest is the truth of civilization. They cannot suppress it. They can go to the moon and up to Mars, but they will find out what the end is going to be. So now, you know, you just begin to hear something, right? And you hear a fundamental thing that lets you look on the world before Christ and know what it is and think what it means to you. It's just like what your mother and father in the flesh means to you. What they mean to you. Think about that. Well, so is the world before all of us time, before the gods came to earth.
just think about what the world is before they came, and when they came, and after they came. You must think about that, because we don't worth anything here today unless we are affected by that thinking. And a sense of distinction, not just since Christ's time come, because Christ has to be based on something as a precedent before it is a fact to us. And who is carrying this message? White sodomite criminals, homosexuals, they're the ones. You know what I mean? So this is a show that they are putting on, and they're going to like drop into the sinkhole and never return. All right. So I want to close out on that background to what I'm going to say now, and I hope that you make something of it, because I am really making an effort that I tell you these things just like I understand it from the book. Palma, witness a unique phenomenon, the lava tsunami. Sodomite Europe. The channel presents such weather events and natural disaster as World War what? Yes. as one, water, rain, hail, snowfall, flood, mud flow, tsunami, high tide, heavy rainfall, snow, huge waves, river, flooding, dam, overflow, ice flood, snowfall. Number two, fire, frost, fire, lava, lightning. Three, earthquake, landslide, rockfall, sinkhole. Four, hail, tornado, hurricane, wind, cyclone, storm, typhoon, sandstorm, tropical storm. Number five, space, lunar eclipse, solar eclipse, planetary parade, asteroid, comet, planet, satellite, meteorite. Yes? UFO, fireball, in the sky, space debris, like the asteroid belt. Yes, space debris, full moon, ISS, space exploration, SpaceX, NASA, six, nature, animal, insects, plants, climatic zones, natural events, and phenomena. Subscribe to the channel when the earth is angry. I have been warning the world about the God's wrath against the uncivilized proto-Indo-European spread of fake government, evangelized spread of sodomy and the mercilessness and the merciless Elohim pending destruction obliterate Caucasians with their killer sodomite, with their killer sodomy worldwide. You think of the following quote. When the earth is angry, those of you who follow the Caucasian character called monotheism, spirit God, and his begotten son will be destroyed. You listen to what I say. When it happens, you won't have a chance to do anything else, because you'll be done away with. And his begotten son will be destroyed in the church. Seek and find the God's civilization, prehistory, by the Sumerian, Mesopotamia, for earliest Homo sapiens, given by the supreme Elohim gods. Read to know, civilize, first anatomic human being. That is all there is to what makes civilized sense. It's not a joke. If you think that white people in their right mind are their sodomite culture, and remember, when they were going through their process of removing African people out of their territories and from thinking like they are civilized African, they were doing all kind of wickedness. And wickedness they could not have done 1.5 million years in Europe, because they couldn't talk. They didn't have no sense about the dreadful thing that these white people have done and come and swarm everywhere we are with churches. Come on. What I'm saying is that things that are going to happen already. It's just that the way it's going to be applied going forward. Tornadoes, volcano, and all of these things I was reading about here that the History Channel presents, you know, such as weather events, right? Call Europeans. If you read the history and get to know where they're coming from and what they have done, how things turn around on the African people by them, simply because we go out of the way and they fuck and get our seamen, right? They get our reproduction with the blood of the gods that make us hybrid. They deny that we are hybrid. In the Bible, don't tell you that. Tell you about a God that don't exist, that make Adam and Eve in a garden that don't exist. The disaster that's going to take these white people, you probably know better than to starve for them, okay? But they will be destroyed. And you are here and pray, you know, and want to be like them and don't realize, you can't see that the wealth that they have is not theirs. I just did the Google not too long ago and asked the question for you to understand exactly what I'm saying to you. And I am trying to save the value of your life if you are an African hybrid person, because there's no need to try to save anybody else's life, because the only life that is valuable is the hybrid people life who are civilized. It's not them. We don't need a church. Church is not for civilized people. And you must understand what I'm saying. And because you think, well, oh, you can't, the Bible represents heaven and all that kind of stuff. Read the Bible again, because it doesn't tell you that you were created in a Garden of Eden, since that's what you believe right now. It never tells you that you were supposed to go to no heaven. What? Read again. Be wise. What did it tell you why God was making these people? To put them in a garden to till the ground, right? So how do you get it now that these sodomite white people are telling you that you were supposed to go to heaven? You see what I mean? So who is right? It's the history before Christ. So you're drunken yourself with the idea of being converted and Christ died for your sin. None of those things can be true, because it's not in the history that is certified. Bible not certified at all. Not the creation story. All right. So now I'm telling you that these white people are criminals. And if you read and know the background where they are coming from, then you will understand clearly what the workings of the forces of nature and our own existence, what it's all about. It's exclusive. Remember, no civilized people were never on earth to be saved, none at all. And mankind were not created to be saved from nothing. Uncivilized human beings, you live and you're dead, all of them died out. Humanoid, Homo erectus, their parents dead out long time. And the blood that they are sucking out of the African people, making them live a little longer. That's what is happening. That's the way the earth is functioning and the life that is on it. If you're not civilized, you are nothing. You just die like those who perish, and there's nothing. You don't have a ghost after your dead, right? We have a blood that is life, that is forever. But after you live out this body, that's it. You have a spirit life somewhere there, right? Live to see that kind of a life. But not to go to heaven like they're telling in the Bible. These sodomites are doing that to us. I'm glad. I'm rescued. All right. So when I tell you these white people, no matter how billions and billions of money they have, this 2,000 years or 2,600 years ago, they start stealing everything we have. 200,000 years ago. Right? They start, in a political sense, in Rome, Italy, 509 BC, a coup, they staged, and that's where they started, to destroy both a king and everybody else. Okay? And you can read about what they did in Egypt, in India, and all these places that they go. Alexandria, and all this kind of stuff. You don't know. They are sodomite, and they will be destroyed for what they have done, because they should not go out and interbreed with nobody. We were much more responsible or irresponsible and wrong for go and interbreeding with them. That's the worst. And that is where they write in the Bible, we fall from grace, and tell you about a serpent. They wouldn't say to themselves that fuck us and mess up everything about our life, because we were wrong. We learning the truth. What are you going to do with it? This is the truth, and I'm reading it. They come here to America are following us when we only live since 200,000 years ago. They live at least 1.5 million years in Europe.
right where they are, some of them are today, but they come out and live in our place like our place is theirs.
You imagine that, how that turn around. And worst of all, the history tells that they are not a culture of ours. Read in the history that tells you from the Neolithic age, from 4,000 BC, coming on to 3,000 BC, and see what kind of people it tells you about. It's not them. It is not them. They are not supposed to mingle with us. And here they are teaching us to fuck each other's ass in school. Okay? And the Bible that they have is full of, loaded with lies in creation story. And who creates the world and mankind? It's all lies. You're reading in the book of Isaiah because they don't care about what they put together. They only want to put something that we are ready to believe and don't, we can't fool. We can't read and understand. I am only understanding the context of things because my eye open. My eye is open and I'm not interested in any other life but the truth. And that's what I'm reading and tell you. It is so unlikely that I live to be able to experience this when I start in church at age 7. Carry and get the Holy Ghost and everything. Yes, that's how badly they manipulate us that our brain don't work right anymore, man. We can just barely work and heat. Okay? That's what these people do after they learn to, after they miscegenate with us and bring the Obama proto Indo-European breed. Yeah. They couldn't do that when they were Homo erectus. They couldn't. There was no Obama type. Okay? When we came 200,000 years ago, there was no Obama kind of people among these Europeans. They was just not that type of person because when they were only Neanderthals, Homo breed, there was no Obama in that because the God blood wasn't into into Neanderthals. You see, they had Homo sapiens. But not the Homo sapien with the blood of the God that make it an hybrid. So it's when they interbreed with us, the ethnic group of people, Chinese, Indian, any one of these ethnic group, that's when they get the blood of the gods. And they start to talk, you see, and learn to read. And then develop knowledge with the background of them being on earth over 2 million years and more. But now, when they take control and decide they're going to make the entire world homosexual, this is where they cross the line. And it's the reason why they're going to be destroyed. They have to be destroyed. But before they get destroyed, there are those of us who must learn the truth. And you have a chance to learn the truth. Read some of the Isaiah book. But first, read some of the, Deuteronomy. Yes. Read some of Deuteronomy, like the 27, 28, and 29 chapters. Those 28 and 29 chapter is very essential for people to understand because right now there are too many of us who not understanding to let go of the folly of the white people because you don't know their background. Once I know the background, you can never get me to pay Adam and Eve in a garden any attention like it's real. No, because I am seeing
the way I'm supposed to understand things now, right? And why am I to still linger like, you know, I still have something undone? I don't understand. I understand exactly where I'm going right now. And I'm reading you and calling you and give you all the facts for you to think. These white people don't own any wealth on earth at all. None. They stole what they have and we don't know. They call themselves by our name and we don't even know that's what they do. They are Romans because we were Romans before them, because they would have been Romans long time, millions of years ago, but they didn't, right? But as we come, you know, they are everything that they were not. And then they make us who what they are. That's what they do. They turn everything around. So not unless we come to understand, we are going to perish like them. We're going to perish with them because we're going to have nothing to do with those of us who don't want the blessing that they offer to us. If we don't want to accept that, then you perish, just like those who perished in the flood. And they didn't mindful and was really thinking about wiping all of us out, and decide, say, afterward, they have some nice ones there. They can make them live. And this is how we all rebuild up. And then these white people get their chance to interbreed with us. Wrong, and we fall from grace, and the devil is riding us every day. The kind of stuff you see a lot of black people are doing today, it was not in history before. We never did those things. They come here and cast all the demons out of the place there on us. You see what I mean? That's what they do. And if we don't open up our eye and learn what is civilized truth, then we will perish. Really, your spirit won't have any value. All right. This is what these, when they come to America now, the African people come through the Bering Bridge, come into the America here, or go by the sea if they go sailing about and come right in, right? So we were here many thousands of years before, like maybe 30,000 years in America here before they came here. When they came here, back in the 1620, I'm seeing one site here, European nation came to Americas to increase their wealth. Did they have wealth in Europe before? We don't read about that. They were making tools. They didn't have no wealth. So they're talking, behaving like they did have some wealth. They didn't have nothing. Okay? They make stone tools. They can't talk and light a fire. That's it. And hunt beasts. Now, yes, to increase their wealth and broaden their, imagine, listen to them. You can tell something is wrong with what they're saying. You can tell now that they interbreed and learn to read and everything now. By 16, because now they make up the calendar already. So they're well on their way, knowing they're writing this. But look here, them tell one truth that is important, right? The European nations, they were not a nation until you know, we come here and all this begin to happen for them. So now listen how they phrase this. The American nations came to America. They don't tell you that them did uncivilized and couldn't talk, you know. They don't tell you that. No, they covered that up. They came to America to increase their wealth that they never have and broaden their influence over world affairs. That is telling you what they decide to do. Since them can read and they understand us, they're going to, like, kick us to the curb. You can taste that into what they are saying here. Because, see, they're talking like they were civilized all along. Can't you see? So when they're going on the way they're going on now, they're going like they were civilized and they were scientists and they were everything all along. What I'm telling you is far, far light years away from what they are implying in this writing. But isn't it nice that we can find out things this way, that we, having intelligent sense, know that these people are faggots, and that's what they really are. And what they are showing us is what they have gotten since they know the African people. They're not implying none of that. Said that's what happened. Many of the people who settled in the New World came to escape religious persecution. A lie. You see, they've come with the lying now and call themselves the Pilgrims, founders of Plymouth, Massachusetts, arrived in 1620. So I imagine that's the Puritan, right? The Pilgrims came in 1620. You see, after these people have been having their AD and a Domini like a government and a Kilwe and possess the world and Africa a hide. Africa and them have an agreement. Africa don't care what them do with us. Them load we up in a ship. I don't know how much them pay Africa. But as you can see, Africa not developed yet. They not developed yet. Because how could they, sell us in a ship to these people, about some, 12 million African people, for them to distribute among themselves, Britain and all of the other name that them call themselves. And them go on like say, a different people them. But this is how tricky these white people are. You see? So they were animal smart all along, but them are human. And so when them learn to read, it just multiply. The kind of sense that them did have all along. Right? Now, I am telling you that these people, just lying, get the truth and you will know exactly who these people are. I know that they're not supposed to be among us. Down the churches. But what I want to tell you is that you go there and see some of the damage, some the frequent tornadoes do to these folks. I look and see some of them. I think it's somewhere in Texas or something like that, a place there that the tornadoes do to those people there. Nothing left there. They have to rebuild everything that the tornado done to them. You see what I mean? And it's predominant white people, place or settlement. Really? And what it did to them. I'm looking at it and I'm saying, I know exactly what's happening. And they're, you know, like pitiful and stuff. But no. They don't talk about tornadoes like, you know, it's a awful thing or not like that. They hide it like it's just a phenomenon of life. But I read and know that when they came here, there were no tornado going on in America. There were no tornado alley. It's them. It's these sodomites. And them are going like them, all right. Nothing wrong with them. But we turn fool and we accept them as such. Not number song. Okay? So I can tell you, I'm reading, and I am the person who you can, you know, ask to read stuff like this, because you know what? I don't have no pity on anybody right now except to talk what is written down, and who want to hear it, because I'm okay as far as I know, because my heart is, I accept the history of the gods and who they are and who I am. Anybody, may not go load up, burden myself over nobody else, but I tell you what, I am not passing up the opportunity to say it. And if you want to pass up the opportunity to know, well, this is one person who ain't lying about nothing. And so, I tell you everything that I wanted to tell you. And the only next little thing, I have like about 20 minutes to go, that I would like to tell you. I decide to read I decide to read a portion, a chapter in one of my books. And I decide to read it for a reason, but the reason I have to read it is because I want to resubmit my understanding, resubmit my mind to understand the things that are in this chapter, because I'm very sure when I read it the first time, I still need more space inside of me to store those information. So it is so important, and you know, the more you get acquainted with something, is the more you get stronger, right? And I want that strength to help diminish certain kind of a problem I have going on in my system, you see, because it takes a while to get enough knowledge to cleanse all of those things that should not be inside of us once we come to realize it. And this chapter that I'm going to read is about keepers. The chapter is Keepers of the Secrets. And it's about us, civilized people. It is this, there was no secret given to white people by the gods. None whatsoever. The interbreeding is what gives them some knowledge. That's what put the world in the shape it's in. See, when I take you from 4 million years ago, according to history, science history, and give us time on what place on earth. Once I take you from there, you don't talk no foolishness to me. Because if you're going to talk about A.D. Anno Domini, what is A.D. Anno Domini but homosexual fucking ass foolishness that they have in their head? And to interbreed with other people. That's all they have in their head. So when I take you from back there, I prove to you that they were never civilized. And interbreeding give them some civility. But they're still not civilized. They kill people and act like beasts, animals, and don't care. How could they come from Europe and come here and take all of our places over and bring in all of their sodomite people in and don't care about us? We don't have any governmental imperial, what you call it, not imperial, but our inalienable rights. African people have inalienable rights ever since they were created in Africa and different places on the planet. When they came to America, the Indian black people that were here, they were all polytheism, just like the Arabs. They were polytheism too before these faggots take them and make them Muslims. You can read it in the World History textbook. I sit in there. I never seen a preacher read those things. Because they what? They are full of the A.D. Christ. You see? So I never hear anybody talk about these historic things until I just start to read it. When it so happens that I have an interest in it now. And start and know what it is. And would go to the library and look for stuff and read. That I was like about maybe 62 or something like that. Now I'm over 70. You think about that. No, it's all about me and how I think about myself and who I am. You see what I mean? So I my mind was not rotten, gone, and that me couldn't think again. So right now, you know, that's what is happening now. I you know, it's about what you think about yourself. And really what the effort you'd like to make to readjust yourself from nonsense. All right. So this is about the gods' gift of civilization to created hybrid human. The secrets of life. Secrets about good. And the teaching of mankind about the gods and civilization. Nothing else matters. These white people can't stay. They cannot stay, and they will not be in our territory. As written, and it's easy for me to understand that. And I'm telling you, I'm warning you, you must value yourself and get the knowledge from the book. Go read it yourself before you're dead, right? Because everything you're doing every day and go to bed and wake up next day and do this, I mean, you know, you don't have to live to see tomorrow. So, it's to get the knowledge of who you are. You're not the food and the clothes you're wearing or where you live. And none of that. You know, if when your spirit is gone out of your body, people will bury you. You're not going to bury yourself, right? When your spirit is gone over there, what's your spirit go leave with? What you leave with? A lot of people know before them dead, they should make peace with people and with them God, then go to church and all. That's all they know. Right. But it's just the knowledge that we need. And I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. I will see whether or not these sodomites who are telling me that I am disrupting their But you know, our society, they call it their domain. It's their domain now. It's white sodomite domain now. America is their domain. So when I'm at Facebook, I can't write anything in any of them because they own all the business here and everything. You don't say? Yeah. Yes, that's right. Now, when I'm talking the talk, you know, they find out, well, hey, you know. Now I write and tell them, appeal, the tweet at Twitter, I'm telling them things. And they are having a problem because I'm talking about history, prehistory, and modern history, okay? And modern history cannot condemn prehistory because it's only prehistory can condemn modern history. You're not gonna know that? You better know that for real. It's just like, you can't condemn your mother. You know, your mother bring you here. And you have a right to be just like anybody else. So all she was is a conveyor to bring you here. And she did that. And father too. So the thing is, we need to get to understand that we are created by what has were put in place before Christ. So now these white people want everything to be of Christ. You mean are so snarky and so uncivilized that they do this kind of stuff because they are sodomites and they are making laws now to marry two sodomite people. Listen, I tell you exactly what is in the book, and if you don't want to be a part of it, it's up to you. But I tell you, I feel good because I listen back to my shows and I am learning from everything that I am selling. I may know it, but it refreshes me and it resettles and diminishes things that, you know, are to like go away from my feelings and my mind. The truth is the cleanser for a person to get rid of all of those things that really make you think wrong and do wrong stuff. It is the truth that cleanses you. And you have got to want the truth to get inside of you and cleanse you for it to happen. Otherwise, you go wrong all of your life and perish. Well, me don't want that kind of a life. It's the reason why I write Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, My Never a Sinner. Get a read of this. It will prep you and bring you closer to the greater history that is there for us to know. When I learned some things
That's when I realized, you know, I want people to know these things that I know. There is the conclusion. Bamboozled, besieged by lies, man never a sinner. How world leaders use the church, monotheism God, to control the populace, the people of society. Learn for yourself. It's not for anybody else. It's about you. Because nobody cannot, you can't beg something from what other people have. You can't beg them some. You have got to get it inside of it. So you can ask people questions. People can tell you things. And if people tell you the right thing, it can put a fire inside of you where that you start to look for things too and start to think too. That's it. But people tell you nonsense. You can't get a grip off of what they say. You know, you don't get no inspiration off of what they say. You don't go nowhere. But if somebody tell you something, that gives you a cue to go in and discover things, then it profits you if somebody tell you something that is right. Well, I swear that what I tell you, I will never remorse, except I make error. I make error that I didn't realize. And if I make error and you call me and tell me, I'm going to correct that error. The thing is, I'm not having people to come and talk. Somebody visited me here. Somebody visit me is Aprilincy Berland. Aprilincy Berland joined the conversation. Aprilincy Berland left the conversation. But I don't know what time the person came on. They didn't log in and try to talk online, they just write into the chat. Well, at least somebody stop by. All right, here is a little excerpt from these white people that call themselves Puritan Christian Agenda. See, they make up fancy things that make it seem like they are civilized people talking to you. One of the opinions most persistently and widely held among American evangelical today is that America had essentially Christian origin. To have these wicked sodomite homosexual white people to write these things is an abomination. You see what I mean? It's a blasphemy, like I'm telling you. And things are turning around. You don't get me in here to talk these things, and things are not turning around. Because somebody who listens to me, what do you think? What do you think about what I'm saying? Whereas there is none of them out there call me and talk to me, since, of course, I am not no criminal or nobody that they can raise anything against. They can't even take me in front of a judge in a court of law about what I'm saying, because it's, what I'm saying is the truth. It's history. I'm going back 4 million years ago. So who you think can come here and call these, all of these white people, they are faggots, homosexuals, and they come here and kill us and take over what we have and make up their own sodomite government and everything. And they learn everything from us to make it what they are doing right now. They because they didn't do anything in million and a half years. They didn't do anything. We know that. I don't need to convince you about that, because it's just true. You can see it for yourself, right?
But now they reach a place where we're not paying them in mind. We're going to the church that they make up. So we accept everything. We accept what the Sodomites, they go all around the world and establish for us. You don't see them not going back to Europe. They say they come here to get some things and to take, have some control over world affairs. Imagine these Sodomites. Look where they're looking. Look where they are looking, and they're coming here for something. They don't go back yet. They don't go back here yet because they already planned it long time before they come. What they're going to do with the African people. So they come here, and they're behaving like they were here long time ago. They follow us everywhere we are and bring them poison and everything, them gone, and come here and kill we gradually. Gradual. And now they're dressing up and carrying on like them civilized. And we're not reading to find out, but I am. And I am here to tell. I'm here to tell, and I'm not charging anybody. I'm paying for this program. You see, I'm not charging anybody for anything. I'm telling, and I want to tell. It is the most valuable thing for me to read it and tell it. And when I wrote Bamboozle, I didn't think about making money either. And you don't have to believe what I say, but it is true. Because I was always, as a Christian, very delightful in living a good life. Yes, from a boy, I was never a bad kid. No, I never run around and go all about all over the place and smoke and drunk and all that kind of thing. I never did all of those things. Okay? I don't curse profanity and go on with all them things. You hear me tell about sodomites and, you know, and fucking ass and fucking pussy and all those kind of stuff. But I have to talk the talk because people will understand it. I'm not cursing profanity. I'm talking words that people understand. They are good words that talk negative things. They're negative. But there's nothing indecent about what I'm saying. But I never grew up cursing profanity as a Christian because to me, Christianity was the only thing that was good. I find out it's different now. Once I read Adam cannot be found in a garden. My friend, I got to go. You take care of yourself. I mean, fool die for want of wisdom. I'm going to play that that tune for my friend Peter Touch. Here he goes.
Vanity.
destruction of the poor, either poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place. Why do you fight each other? Why do you kill your brother? Then your reward will be the same tree. To build a better nation, clean up our creation, or there will be no future for you, you and me. Righteous, it teaches many, but fools die for want of wisdom. Fixation of the soul is vanity. Destruction of poor people is poverty. The poor man's wealth.